USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After President Trump canceled plans for Sunday talks at Camp David, the Afghan president speaks out. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Taliban took responsibility for a suicide attack a few days ago that killed an American soldier, leading President Trump to cancel the talks. Then Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani called on the Taliban to stop the violence and engage with the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California questions whether we should be talking with the Taliban.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is, then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave.
Nunes spoke on Fox News.
On CBS, former Defense Secretary James Mattis says we can't trust them.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In Hong Kong. It's another day of pro-democracy, anti-government protests. Police again fired tear gas to try to break up some of the demonstrations. A few of the demonstrators gathered at the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong, calling for American help in trying to bring democracy to the Chinese-ruled city. Mark Sanford, the former South Carolina governor and congressman, has decided to launch a long-shot Republican challenge to President Trump.
Once every 4 years, we have a chance to have a national debate on where we're going next as Republicans and Democrats and as Americans. And the thing that has been lacking in this debate has been an earnest and real conversation on debt and deficits and government spending.
When asked on Fox News why he was taking on an incumbent who's popular with the party, Sanford said he thinks that as the Republican Party, we've lost our way. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Singer Lenny Kravitz is trying to help victims of Hurricane Dorian. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
The search for victims and survivors continues 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds that obliterated countless homes and entire regions of the island. Officials say over 30 people have been confirmed dead, but that toll is sure to rise as there are still dead bodies floating through the area. Singer and actor Lenny Kravitz, who's currently on tour, is from the Bahamas and had this to say.
Damage has been absolutely massive. I know that we've all been praying for the Bahamas, and that's wonderful, but we can also take action. And so many of you have been reaching out asking what you can do. So these are the first three charities that I've donated to: the National Association of the Bahamas, CORE, and World Central Kitchen.
The Bahamian Health Ministry said helicopters and boats are on the way, but officials continue to warn of delays because of the severe flooding.
Russia and Ukraine exchanged 35 prisoners each in what Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said he hoped would be the first step toward reopening dialogue with Russia. Planes landed nearly simultaneously in Kiev and Moscow, each loaded with prisoners returning home. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the swap was a good step toward normalizing relations between the two countries. President Trump applauded the prisoner swap with a post on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.